Most of the rest of this program will be devoted to the music of Mark Grafin, which is like a princess, Wilhelmine von Bayreuth, who lived from 1709 to 1758. She was the daughter of the soldier king Frederick William I of Prussia and sister of Frederick the Great. She went to Bayreuth in 1731 and married Frederick, the heir to the throne. There she composed, painted, wrote poetry, and performed as an actress and singer. She turned Bayreuth into a glittering center for the arts, culminating in the construction of the Opera House in 1748, which in its magnificence even today reflects the former great splendor of the court. It's a fabulous many-balconied space festooned with golden angels and birds and urns. More than a century before Wagner had the Festspielhaus built, Wilhelmine had put Bayreuth on the musical map. Her influences came from her teacher, Johann Pfeiffer, and composers of her time, including Philipp Emanuel Bach. Of Wilhelmine's compositions, only two works remain: the complete score of the opera Argenor, a tragedia in three acts, and the string parts for the G minor harpsichord concerto. We'll listen to two arias from the opera and then the harpsichord concerto. The opera Argenor was composed and performed for the birthday celebrations of the Margrave Frederick in 1740. Here is the story, and you can see why she called it a tragedy. The opening chorus represents the triumphal march of King Argenor of Sinope. A war has just been brought to a successful conclusion, and the two commanders, Ormondo and Leonidas, are to be rewarded for their services. Ormondo is secretly betrothed to the king's daughter, Palmida. According to her father's wishes, however, Palmida is to become the wife of Leonidas. Alcesto is the adversary of the two commanders, and he also believes that he stands a good chance with Palmida. In the course of the intrigue which then develops, Ormondo, who is innocent, is imprisoned, and as he revolts against the king, is killed by Leonidas. Palmida, robbed of her betrothed, stabs Leonidas to death. At the peak of events, Martisia, Ormondo's supposed sister, discovers by means of a letter that in actual fact, Ormondo was the king's kidnapped son, Eumenes. Palmida realizes that she was in love with her brother and drowns in the sea, having gone insane. In the last scene, King Argenor takes his own life in order to join his two dead children. Now let's listen to Palmida, sung by Angelica Luz, singing Non dura una sventura. Misfortune often ceases to rage when it reaches the highest level, and to those from whom all consolation often flees, hope will begin to hold out its hand of its own accord. If the victim's hardship is finally driven to the extreme, fate itself will give in and will no longer exercise such rage on the victim.